This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best-sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast.
If you're ever that family member who is the one who stays overnight with a loved one who's in the hospital, you know, you don't get a lot of rest there. Even if you have the big comfy, you know, recliner that does recline all the way back, by the way, Murphy.
I stayed with my mom.
I've been staying with my mom in the hospital.
I brought Jody her blanket last night before bedtime.
My tiger blanket. Yeah, my favorite blankie. And then I, you know, put myself in that big recliner. I guess that's what you call it, but it goes all the way back. I had some, you know, sitcom moments with it, of course, where I couldn't work it, but it didn't matter because I was up and down because she's up and down. Like, she's not getting up at all, my mom, but I'm going to her every 20 minutes or so just to help her with things, and she's uncomfortable and all of that. And you hear that. You've always, and I've spent the night in the hospital with people before, but you forget that you're not going to get any rest there, even if you have the recliner. And it's just the way of it.
Most of it is the equipment, the monitoring, and all that.
It's all the beeping. And with my mother, can you please get them to make this beeping stop? And I always ask, and the answer is always no. That is there to save your life. But I want you guys to know, Murphy, I think you will be impressed with this. I now know what everything on that monitor is.
Oh. That, I actually did that last night. Do you know that? When you stepped out of the room, and I was, you know, because you went to eat.
That sounds like you, yeah.
Well, because I knew the three, the bottom right was the one that was throwing me off, and now I understand the respiration one.
Yeah, so the top left, I don't want to say her numbers, but the top left is oxygen. The bottom,
which oxygen, by the way, should be 95% or higher, but because she's just come out of surgery.
So there's oxygen. There's the heart rate. Mm-hmm. There's the blood pressure read that's in a direct line. And then there's the blood pressure read that's a cuff. And then that number is how many breaths per minute she is taking. Right. And you just got to make sure that it's not going too low.
Here's the irony of that one, though, because it goes low when you start to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because your breathing slows.
It starts beeping.
So it's going to start beeping, which will then wake you back up. So to me, it's like, it's almost like if they adjusted it by one threshold, it kept dropping to 7, and that's where beep, beep, beep.
To me,
if they would make the beeps
a little quieter. I can handle beeps. It's just some of them sound sort of like Sam's phone ring.
You know, if they have knobs on the machine, nobody's saying that you can't turn something
out. I am not doing that. Not doing that. But glad to be with you today.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
On the way next, how to tell your daughter everything she means to you in just 2 sentences. If you had to tell your kids everything that they mean to you, could you condense it down to just 2 sentences?
Absolutely not.
Of course you can't.
Unless I was supposed to say everything.
Long sentences, huh? A lot of commas. Yeah,
I think it's more about showing them than telling them. Not enough to tell them you can't, because the showing is that lifetime. That's real time, baby.
Yeah, that's all your life. But they need to hear it in ways,
My too. Twins have their 21st birthday this weekend.
Oh, yay.
Maddie's got a big party on Saturday night. I checked with Parker, by the way, and he says, I'm going to be there with my posse.
Okay.
But it's
really kind of his party.
It's,
but
it's mainly for Maddie because it's all her friends that are going to be there.
And what's what's the order of birth? Who was first?
Parker was 2 minutes before Maddie.
Okay. Which he makes a big deal of.
Which he will tell you if you ask.
Yeah. Love it.
Or if you don't ask.
Right.
But Maddie is having the party with a friend of hers who's also turning 21.
Nice.
And what they're doing for each other is they're getting pictures of the girl and her parents. And they're making some kind of video collage, montage, or whatever.
Yeah.
So I sent this girl, her name is London, pictures of me and Maddie.
Love it.
And Maddie wanted me to send her pictures of Parker and Maddie as well. So I did. And then the girl sends me a text, you know, thank you for all the pictures. Now, can you write something about Maddie? keep it to 2 or 3 sentences.
Aww.
And she says something like, happy birthday, I love you.
Oh,
she wrote it for you there, didn't she? Yeah.
That's only one sentence, so I still have a whole sentence left.
Well, you need to make it your own, and you're a very creative person. You're not giving yourself enough credit.
I just feel the pressure. I mean, Murphy's right, though. I show it all the time, but condensing it down to 2 sentences.
Remember, I guess in context on this, that you don't stress yourself out totally. It's a project that somebody else is putting together for you.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to be the world's greatest prose that she will remember forever because you do show her all the other stuff.
Although, from Sam, if you've got 2 sentences, one of them needs to be incredibly heartfelt and the other one needs to be like the private joke. It doesn't have to be a zinger.
Yeah.
You don't have to be Chris Rock, but it needs to be Sam.
Yeah.
And she will expect that probably. The whole crowd will.
How many times can I use the word really in a sentence?
Please don't do that.
How many lines do you have? 3? At least 20.
Good luck. We can't wait to hear it.
Oh.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
You know, the big movie this weekend at the box office, if you want to get a jump on it and go see it this week, is Disclosure Day. Murphy's favorite sound.
Just the sound in your earbuds is weirder probably than it is on the screen.
No, it's going to be weird on the screen because it's an alien sound, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Disclosure Day, there's a really cool little backstory is that former President Obama visited the set of Disclosure Day one day and everybody was like, oh my gosh, he's here. But oh my goodness, we're filming all this chaotic screaming and lots of blood scene. And when it was over, he was like, hi. I'm Barack Obama.
He's not in the movie, is he?
No, he's not in the movie.
Did they say why he was given the tour?
No.
Was it?
Okay. Because if he wants
a tour,
he gets
a tour.
Well, I mean,
I get that. I'm just saying, I didn't know what it was related to.
No, it's not that I know of. All right, moving on to FX releasing the trailer for the 5th and final season of The Bear.
It's our last day.
Oh, my gosh.
We're out of time.
I'm not giving up.
They're losing financing. They've got all these troubles, all this flooding, supply issues.
Good, more drama.
How are they going to figure it out? All 8 episodes of this final season of this very popular show that people really care about will drop on the 25th of this month on Hulu and FX at the same time.
Maybe you and I should go back and try to finish season 1.
It's just pretty stressful.
Coming up next, Sam has music news.
Going to give you the secrets behind how Taylor Swift got involved with Toy Story 5.
Sam's got music news.
You know, at the end of last week, we got Taylor Swift's new song for Toy Story 5, I Knew It, I Knew You.
I remembered I loved you, came back when it mattered.
Sounds like country Taylor.
Yeah, and it broke every record on the book, didn't it?
Every streaming one first day record was broken. All the services. But did you know there was a little secret behind her doing this song for the movie?
No.
She saw an early version of the movie.
Yeah.
And no one asked her to write a song. She went home and wrote the song about Jesse and gave it to the producers and said, here,
I didn't realize that.
I wrote this song for you for the movie if you want to use it. And the producers are like, yeah, we do. Yeah. So to keep it all a secret, even a lot of the crew working on the movie didn't know about this up until like last week when we all found out about it.
Yeah.
They made a decoy version of the trailer and
without
stuff
it.
To show the different staff members about how they were coming along. With nothing to do, no mention of Taylor Swift, because they didn't even want their people knowing because figured somebody was going to leak it.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's so great. And we all realize, right, that this is another song she's written for a movie that means she could be at the Academy Awards next
year.
That's
right. She might win an Oscar. By the way, she did this all back in February. So it's been sitting on this for months now.
Goodness. Wow.
Bon Jovi getting ready to kick off their tour July 7th at Madison Square Garden.
How is his voice? That matters. It's a huge factor.
He had the vocal cord surgery in 2022. They haven't toured since then. He's popped up here and there to do one-off concerts or singing a couple songs.
He must
songs.
Be ready.
Yes. They want your involvement in their forever tour with this song here, Living on a Prayer. They want you to record a video of yourself, you and your friends, either singing the song or singing the chorus. Because what they're going to do is they're going to take all the ones they really like. And during the concert, you know how they show
up
stuff
on
the screens?
Yeah.
While they're singing the song during the concert, when they hit the chorus, they're going to show videos for that people sent in.
Fantastic.
That's
up
fun.
On the screens.
That's
and
a lot of fun.
They're probably going to turn the camera around to the audience, too, and see all of us
I love it.
Screaming. Ah!
That's what happens. His audience sings back to him every time he plays.
Yeah. And every song they have is one you can sing along
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
So if you do want to try this, Living on a Prayer, shoot yourself in a video and just go to bonjovi.com, look it up. They'll tell you how to send it in.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Number one, Chrysler is recalling more than 1 million Jeep Wranglers and Gladiators from the model years 2021 to 2025. It's a wiring issue in the steering pump. It can overheat and spark a fire even when the vehicles are parked and turned off.
Oh,
and the company's warning, like, reach out to your dealer. They're going to reach out to you. But they're also saying don't even park those vehicles, you know, park them away from buildings and things like that until repairs can be made.
Just
in case. Yeah. Yeah, crazy recall. Number two, three different content creators, maybe you heard about this, were charged and cited near Nancy Guthrie's Tucson neighborhood home this week. There's an ongoing investigation into her disappearance. Of course, she's been missing since February. And, you know, a lot of people in the area have complained about blocked roads and trespassing and other disturbances because there's live streaming going on and crime blogging. And so three people were arrested, not necessarily in connection with looking for her,
right.
but
just
causing
getting in the way,
problems
kind of.
in right there in that neighborhood. And number three, Baby Center. It's a real thing. Tracking baby names, what's popular, what's falling off. This year, we're looking at a lot of pop culture influence with K-pop Demon Hunters. A lot of roomies in the world now and Zoe's. And Zoe had fallen off as a popular name, but K-pop Demon Hunters brought it back.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
I embarrassed myself with my mom's surgeon the other day, and not in the way you would think, Sam. So when, after her surgery, the whole family was in the waiting room, all of us, me, Murphy, our girls, her brothers and sisters, you know, and my brother, everybody, we were there waiting.
Too many people to go back in the little family area when the surgeon comes out to give you the post-op,
the
you
room.
Know, recap.
So it was like four chairs in the room, like, no, he'll come to you. So he came out. I love this doctor. His name is Dr. Weaver. He always wears boots, too, even with scrubs. I even asked him, you can wear your lucky boots for this surgery? And he goes, yep.
Like cowboy boots?
They're kind of like cowboy boots.
Oh,
they're
wow.
not like, you know, Texas bar cowboy boots, pointy, but they're
not
boots.
Not there's a snake in my boots.
They're boots. Anyway, he walks out. Now, this was, I'm not, for my mom's sake, I'm not going to talk about exactly what, you know, she went through or whatever, but it was an extensive, complicated, almost 4-hour surgery, 4-hour-ish or more. And so there was a lot for him to explain. And he came out and he explained it rather quickly, you know, and people terms.
Right. And I know you don't want to talk about what she had, but for the sake of what you're going to explain, it needs to be known he's a cardio doc.
Right.
So he's cardiovascular. So obviously what he's working on is very
major,
intricate.
Yeah. Major. Thank you, Murphy. Okay. So he explained it. We got it. You know, we got this done and this happened. And I'm hopeful, you know, that her recovery is going to be good. We did everything we planned to do is kind of what he said. And I said, so it was simple. I said, that's really simple. And he goes, no, it was very complicated. And everybody laughed. And I said, wait, what I meant was your explanation was simple. And that is what I meant.
Yeah, I know that's
because
what you
meant. I was waiting.
You could see his face, though. It's like, well, this was a 4.5-hour surgery.
I was waiting for four pages of information about, you know, and he came out and just said, A, B, and C happened.
Yeah.
And so that's what I meant. So literally at the end of it, I was so mortified. And I stopped him. I said, I meant your explanation, not the incredible miracle work you just did.
I think he understands it. He's seen a little bit of everything. And plus, you're at that moment, you have been waiting for hours and hours and hours. So those nerves are just kind of working their way out.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed, though, with his how specific he was.
Yes.
His bedside manner, his calm demeanor, everything
about
him.
And how simply he wraps things up.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. So simple that it looks simple.
Coming up at 7:50, three things to know today. But next, your morning pick-me-up. Morning pick-me-up time.
Today it's coming from Stevie Nicks.
Didn't see that coming. Well, I love Stevie.
It's a really amazing story. You know, she has been able to maintain her voice for decades.
Yeah.
And she wanted to pay back the doctor that's been helping her do this for 50 years.
I didn't know she had a doctor helping her with her voice.
Yeah, she had a surgeon that works at the University of USC, University of Southern California, the School of Medicine there. His name is Dr. Joseph Sugarman, and he has been helping her and other singers and performers for like 50 years now maintain their voices.
Ooh.
I mean, you know,
there are tricks,
her
I bet.
Yeah. But
she's already got a raspy voice anyway, so I don't know if there's like extra precautions. And we should say that she's 78 years old now, too.
Right.
So maintaining, that's unbelievable.
Even if
that
you're
she's
not a
still
singer.
Touring.
Right.
Well, the School of Medicine there at USC, they've been trying to raise this money from different donors, individuals, and foundations to start a new chair in their, I don't know if I can say this, the otolaryngology, something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know it?
It basically ear, nose, throat.
Yeah, that's it. Bing, ding, 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 ding. So they've been millions of dollars short of establishing this endowment, this chair, so they can hire a doctor specifically for this.
And you mean a chairman position, not an actual chair?
No, not a wooden chair.
Thank you. I think
I can get a chair at USC.
A collegiate professorship chair kind
Got
of
it.
Thing.
Okay, gotcha.
And since they were millions short, they've been just sitting there and sitting there and sitting there, and Stevie steps up and he goes, you know what? Here's $3 million.
Boom.
And I'm going to do it in honor of Dr. Sugarman, who has helped me for 50 years now keep my voice going and help everybody keep it going.
Right.
So they've established the Stevie Nicks and Joseph Sugarman Endowed Chair in Murphy. What's the word again?
I don't know how to pronounce it. Okay. I just say ENT.
He just knows what it is.
Yeah.
But it's that word. So they now have, they've already hired a doctor to fill the chair because now they have the money to fill that chair. It's for ear, nose, and throat surgeries, as well as research and all that kind of stuff. By the way, she met this doctor, Dr. Sugarman, back in 79 when she and Fleetwood Mac were doing the Tusk album. This is the one where they had the USC band and Dodger Stadium on the album.
Yeah.
And so they were involved in USC, and she met the doctor then. And
so great.
50 years later, it comes back. Yes.
$3 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's your morning pick-me-up. Coming up next, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
It's been 20 years since we got Disney Pixar's Cars.
Oh, yeah. Lightning's ready.
Can you believe that? 2006 is when Cars debuted.
Wow.
And it seemed odd at first. You're like, okay, really? Talking Cars? And what? It's one of the most
but Paul Newman
stories.
Was in it. Tom Mater.
So Pixar shared that the first Cars movie... since it's 20 years ago, they're going to put it in theaters again in September. We don't have the actual exact date yet, but it's coming back to theaters. Like, once we have the dates, we'll tell you, make a plan if you've never seen it as a family on the big screen.
Anything new that they're adding to it?
Don't know about that yet. We know they had sequels, Cars 2 and 3, and then spinoff films, Planes and Planes, Fire and Rescue. Or did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Okay. So anyway, we don't know anything about special stuff, but to me, why wouldn't you? All right, moving on to this. We've got it from Nickelodeon announcing they're bringing back the longest running series they've ever had for new episodes, SpongeBob.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
And we got seasons 18 and 19 coming, 26 half-hour episodes, so new SpongeBob, and more The Patrick Starr Show episodes. They're getting a season 6 and 7, so you don't really have to just go back and watch the old. New SpongeBob
but the old ones are so
is
funny.
On the way.
Coming up at 7:50, three things to know today.
Social Media Connect.
We have a text that came in. So if you ever want to text us, 877-310-4MSJ. We'll read and see everything that comes in. This is, hey, MSJ, in regards to harmless obsessions. We've still been dabbling in that a little bit. I never thought I had one until I heard you guys talking about it on the podcast. And what lights me up, it lit me up right away. Anything related to healthy food. I love knowing what each food does for your body. I love making smoothies, or I do organic gardening, all the yummy wellness. And that's love your show and podcast. That's from Tammy. So her harmless obsession is healthy food and knowing what's in everything she eats.
I can understand that, Tammy. You know, one thing that got my attention, although we never went that path, Jody, was the whole cold-pressed juicing thing.
I'm so glad.
Which is supposed to be a way that preserves all the vitamins and all that. But but I understand what Tammy's saying. That's enough to go, I want one of those.
Well, I mean, we had some of those. We had them, and they're delicious.
They are delicious.
Are they more concentrated?
I think so.
But I think it's because they're not heated and it's cold pressed or whatever. It doesn't destroy any of the natural vitamins if you're juicing them.
Right.
I don't even
I'm glad we never tried to do that at home.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just eat some Cheez-Its. I don't know. Okay. Sarah sent this to MurphySamAndJody.com. Today in the show, I don't know when she sent this, you were talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce possibly getting married in Madison Square Garden. That's been the big fat rumor this week. I don't know where it's gone. I've been so busy with my mom and all that. I don't know where it's really gone. But I know that some people think she's not doing that. Then I've also heard people say, why wouldn't she? She can. She can invite more people. This is what Sarah has to say. Perhaps they're getting married in a more intimate setting, and the Madison Square Garden thing will be showing the wedding on big screens from whatever that intimate setting is for fans to take part and view.
Oh.
Possible way to include all of their fans without giving up the intimate setting of a ceremony. Just one of the theories that I have. That's from Sarah.
I mean, it could be. Yeah. I think right now everything at Madison Square Garden, though, is focused on playoffs.
Yeah.
Not weddings.
But the wedding of the year, which is only, 3 weeks away. Thank you, Sarah. Jump in anytime.
Coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, NASA has announced their Artemis 3 crew, the four astronauts who will fly on this mission. It's late next year. It's a former Marine Top Gun graduate. It's a European Space Agency, an Italian Air Force pilot, an Army physician and helicopter pilot. And, you know, the plan is rather landing on the moon, they're going to test the spacecraft's docking and lunar landers.
Yeah, they don't even get to go around the moon.
Well,
Man, bummer.
I'm sure they're not complaining. I'm sure they're pretty excited.
Yeah.
Number two, tonight is game four of the NBA Finals. And did you hear about this guy who went viral for predicting in his high school yearbook 6 years ago that the Knicks would win?
In six games.
He's 23 years old now. And what he wrote in his high school yearbook was Knicks in six.
Yeah.
2026 NBA Finals. His parents were like, couldn't you have written something about your academic achievements? And he goes, no, I guess I got the right year.
Yeah.
And number three, how do you slow summer down? It used to be that summers felt a little longer to us all. The word is it's technology and everything being on screens that's speeding it all up in our schedules. One of the best ways, and think about it for a second, it's true, reading. Having something to read, like I'm reading this book this summer, slows it down in a way that other summer activities cannot.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Murphy and I have been married for a very long time. And there's something that I...
Almost 29 years this year? I mean, I don't know.
No,
I can't do the math anymore.
No, 27.
Oh, yeah, 27. Sorry.
It feels like 29. Okay. Got to get that one in every time. There's something, a sweet little gesture that I've done for you hundreds of times, and I'm happy to do it, but he's never done for me. Almost nobody does this for me, but staying
because you really don't want other people to do it for
right.
you.
Right. No, you do lots of things for me.
It's about making sandwiches.
I'm staying at the hospital with my mom a lot, and visiting hours, I'm there all the time, but visiting hours, Murphy, can I bring you your pillow? I'll bring you your blanket. I'm like, yeah. And I had not eaten. Like I had had popcorn. That was the only thing I had all day. And so I'm like, just make me a sandwich. And I heard myself say it. And I'm thinking, I wonder what he's going to put.
Well, she heard me freeze on the other end of the phone. I'm like, oh, this is pressure because Jody makes her own sandwiches. Nobody makes Jody's sandwiches.
Why is that, by the way?
Right.
Because Jody's very particular about it, rightfully so.
Okay.
That's the reason I think Jody's sandwiches that she makes for others are so intensely. It's like a little work of art.
Yeah.
He loves my sandwiches. So, yeah. But that's what I told you. It doesn't have to be a Jody sandwich. Just bring me something to eat, please.
Well, but I had to. Once I got busy,
I noticed that you toasted the bread, so thank you. It's a little bagel thin, and he toasted it, which is what I do.
Right.
And I know if he was slapping it together for himself, he wouldn't do that.
Can I tell you what the most time-consuming thing was, though?
What?
Was actually spreading the mayo and mustard evenly across with a knife, with a tool. Because, you know me, these are bagel thins. The easiest thing is squirt and rub.
Yes! Yes! Right. That's what I do, too. you put it on the bread and you twist.
That's not how you make a sandwich. That's what the knife is for. The spreader is for.
But you want to
have a little bit of every layer in every bite.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. Do you know that's exactly what I was thinking?
And guess what? In fact, I wouldn't have cared if you hadn't done nothing, but you made it really, it was good.
I melted the cheese because I didn't want you to have some cold sandwich where the cheese slices came out as you took a bite.
What kind of sandwich was it?
Chicken.
It was like, it was sliced chicken with just mayo, mustard, and some Gouda cheese
on the top. Toasted.
Yeah.
So look, thank you. You did a great job.
Thanks.
I think I've got it from here, though.
Great.
No, I'm picking mayo. Anything you want to make for me is fine. On the way, another Hollywood Outsider. But coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, we got Minions coming to Wendy's and s'mores are coming back to Starbucks.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Next week, Wendy's is releasing a Minions and Monsters meal.
Okay.
And this is for the adults. This isn't for the kids. Mm-hmm. Because you get your choice of a big bacon classic or a spicy chicken sandwich, fries, and one of those new banana frosty swirls.
Oh, yeah.
Banana.
Yeah. And then you get a little, it's in a box, some kind of Minion toy. You don't know what it is until you open the box.
Oh.
That's cute.
So the adult meal gets a toy here.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Think about how old the original movie is. You know what I mean? It's enough that
Okay.
If you bought the Happy Meal with it years ago, you'll buy the adult meal with it today.
Yeah, you get Minions dressed as Wendy or, a Minion in a Frosty Cup.
That's cute.
Different things you're going to get.
Cute.
After 6 years being away, Starbucks is bringing back the S'mores Frappuccino.
Oh, who is it that loves that? Our youngest Phoebe? S'mores Frappuccino. It was always a big one. Yeah. Big deal.
They're also adding this year a S'mores Cold Brew. You want to try that out? Both of those don't land until July the 1st.
Oh, nice.
But, you got time to get ready for it. When my kids were little, they had that program at Pizza Hut where you read so many books in the summer and you get a free personal pan pizza.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Really?
But, yeah.
This has been going on since the 80s.
Well, as a pizza person, I get why you would.
Oh, I gotcha. Because I took their free coupon is what you're saying there.
I didn't know about it.
It's called Book It, Pizza Hut's Book It program, where they're bringing it back for this summer. Pre-K through sixth graders, and instead of, jotting down that you wrote it and bringing it to Pizza Hut, they're going to keep track on the Pizza Hut mobile app,
of course.
And the kids earn a free personal pan pizza when they reach their goals, whatever their goals are.
Very good.
Which the kids can use and not the parents.
Right. Yeah.
I do love that program, though, not just for the pizza.
That program that you just learned about 30 seconds ago?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I would do that, Support.
You mean I got to read in order to get this pizza? McDonald's, Jody, you had mentioned earlier this week that they've got some changes coming. They talked about
changes.
Archie, the AI at the drive-thru that they're working through.
The assistant.
They're also looking to move towards hand-breading their chicken products.
Mm.
Instead of everything coming pre-breaded, they're going to start hand-breading them. They're trying it out at a few places, and they find that people are ordering more. Because I guess they're
tastes
telling
different.
I guess. I don't
it
know.
It must be, crispier that way? I don't know what the difference
is. Archie going to hand
No. Whoever's left in the kitchen will.
Good.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day is almost here. This is the week for it.
Why would he make such a vast universe?
So this is his latest venture into the world of extraterrestrial life.
Mm-hmm.
And, he does this like nobody else, and that's what we're hearing. So
I wonder if he's going to hide E.T. somewhere in here.
Oh, it's one of those that you got to go back and see it again and see it again. So some of the critics who've seen it already, are you ready for what they said?
Yeah.
In an era crowded by franchise entries and formulaic blockbusters, this film reminds us that Spielberg remains one of cinema's greatest storytellers.
Well, that's true.
A full, complete story you're going to get, and then it's one of those things that you're going to want to go back. Another one. Spielberg is back in magic weaving form in what is his best film since 2002's Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, well, that's saying a lot.
And not the same subject matter at all. Spielberg himself has been visiting some national media just talking about it, and he knows that curiosity about this kind of thing, alien life, is divided in the world. This film is not meant to divide, he said. And he says, look, if this is about what would happen if someone decided to do a massive data dump of all the alien-related data that's been kept secret, and then what would we do with it? So early screenings in some places today, Disclosure Day. Take us along when it's convenient for you. In the summer, things get crazy. But if you miss Three Things to Know or The Hollywood Outsider, you can always listen to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast. It all gets rolled up. Take it with you. Just search us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
So I really appreciate Jody's praises on the sandwich that I made for you.
Nice.
Just you mentioned that a few minutes
ago. Never made a sandwich for me, which is why I even said, you've never done this for me.
Jody's mom is in the hospital, and Jody spent the night with her last night. And so... she asked me to make a sandwich. I did all that we talked about earlier. But the other trick to this is the section of the hospital that Jody's mom is in, there's no food allowed. I mean, like, no food allowed whatsoever.
Ooh.
And so the intention was never for Jody to eat in the room, but to get the sandwich to Jody, I had to get to the room, right? But I couldn't walk in there with something that was smelling all freshly toasted.
So where'd you put it?
Well, so Jody also said that she needed a blanket. and so I stuck the blanket in a bag, and inside of the little circular area is where the sandwich went.
Yeah.
Some snacks for later if she needed it, and a little bottle of water. So I was walking in there as Mr. Cool with just a blanket in a bag. If anybody had asked,
did you announce it? It's just a blanket here.
I should have.
You know That's what?
Nothing to see here. But anyway, I was. I was trying to balance it out. I realized I couldn't go just walking up in there with a Ziploc bag and a sandwich.
No, and honestly, this is not a heist. I mean,
it's not.
If you do this again for me, I'll just meet you out in the waiting room. I can leave for 5 minutes, and that's where I ate my sandwich anyway, in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Well, you went and said hello.
I keep getting stuck when I try to leave because I forget to push the green button. That's a pretty simple instruction, right?
Yeah.
It's a green button. The door's open and you walk out.
Wow.
And I keep walking up to the doors and the ladies
waiting.
Are like, you need to push the green button. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they should put a sign on the door that says push the green button because everybody goes to the door.
Oh, there is a sign.
Oh.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't see that one either.
It's okay.
But I sure can sneak in a sandwich, can I?
I mean, maybe next time don't sneak it. Just I'll come meet you. I feel bad about that.
The wait is over. Live table games have arrived in New York City. Experience blackjack, baccarat, craps, and roulette 24/7 only at Resorts World New York City. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Standard message rates apply.
What's up, cousin?
I want a new phone. Have you seen any good deals?
Everyone has free phones, but when I switched to T-Mobile, I got more value and so much more.
Like streaming included.
And travel benefits.
And the best part? The price of your talk, text, and data is guaranteed for 5 years. Get more benefits and more value at T-Mobile. Family save and get a 5-year price guarantee. Switch now at T-Mobile.com. Qualifying plan requires price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.